button, and they were all gone.
Shut up, we're starting.
I get sex in the club, sex in the club, I get sex in the club all day. I get sex in the club, cause this club's open in the daytime.
Hey everyone, welcome to People Sounds with Matt and John. I am rudely took the introduction from John.
And I'm no longer doing the show. I'm packing up my computer and going home.
I thought you were going to say I'm packing my computer and going to Chicago.
I am going to Chicago. I hope you cry every single fucking day about it. I'm going to record a podcast by myself. I'm going to be in a major U.S. city, so it's probably going to be better.
I don't think you understand how many times I've texted you in anger that you're going away for the summer, saying that I now officially have kicked you off the podcast and Joe Rogan is now going to be on it with me.
Well, I feel like that would cost you way too much money.
So welcome to People Sounds with Matt and Joe Rogan starting June this summer.
I thought you were going to say starting now and then Joe Rogan was going to kick down the door and just fucking put me in a headlock.
He's going to put you in
a... That would have been a better podcast. Just for that simple fact, you could have ended it right there. That could have been the intro into season two. This is the end of season one.
Yeah, even though podcasts normally don't have seasons, we said we're going against the grain.
We don't have rules. Society, take that.
Take that, society.
This is the end of season one, and season two is going to be a lot better.
Let's just say we're coming back with a boom. Bigger than one they saw in Boston. High five.
Didn't finish the word you were even trying to say. But, yeah, there's definitely lots of room to improve. Millions and millions of acres of room to improve. Just endless, vast amounts of space to improve.
We're gonna come back with some new segments, some hosts or new guests.
Yeah, no new hosts. We're not just gonna let other people do our show
and still call it People Sounds of Matt and John.
And just reap the rewards. And by rewards I mean massive amounts of money that we're making, and by also rewards I mean not turning our phone on silent when we start the podcast and getting text messages.
Here's what happened. We just got the same text message from my brother who just texted, "Hey, let me get on the podcast." We don't just let people...
Do we have the technology? You said you have an adapter for a third microphone.
Yeah.
And you have a third microphone.
I do have a third microphone. I have the adapter. But do we want to guess for the last episode?
I'm going to try it.
Do you want to bring him on mid-episode?
We got to try it.
All right, we'll bring him on mid-episode. In reality, we're going to cut right now.
Smoke and mirrors and nothing he says is true.
When you listen
you're
to this,
sleepy.
It'll sound like it was...
Okay, never mind. That's not going to happen. All right, we don't know how to do that. I thought we did.
We had the mics plugged in. Everything didn't work. Brother is here now.
We have added a member to the team, but he doesn't have... He has a microphone, actually, and he's holding it to his mouth, ready to speak, but it's not plugged into anything, and you're not going to hear it.
Hear him. Let's just say that he kicked Dan's ass, and Dan is no longer here.
So I guess we can continue.
Yeah, let's continue. We didn't even start segments yet because Mr. Dickface over here.
In reality, it's only been 3.5 minutes, even though we've been here for like 6 hours.
Oh, yeah.
So we're good.
That was a really long process trying to figure this whole thing out.
All for nothing. He's sorry. Let's jump into your favorite segment, which is by far the worst thing we've ever done. Go ahead.
All right. What I'm throwing into the blender for the...
Wait, were we going to do a song? No song.
Do you want to do a song?
I kind of do, but we'll do it later.
How do you do this?
We'll go back and put it in because we have technology.
Okay. And if you do listen to this, you won't hear the "let's go back and put this in," right?
No, we're not going to take that out.
Okay. Well, what I'm throwing into the blender for the season finale is, this is a doozy. I'm throwing in Amanda Bynes.
And words from the 40s.
And the theory of evolution.
Don't even know where to begin. Go ahead.
Okay. So it's just going to be like, it's going to be like the theory of evolution, and it's just going to show you the process of starting as Amanda Bynes.
So it's a model
slowly,
to display.
Yeah, and slowly becoming Shaquille.
Possibly in a museum.
O'Neal.
Okay.
In a museum.
How many parts, like how many pieces?
It's going to go...
Typically when you see like the monkey coming into a man, it's like five pieces.
Yeah.
It's like five parts.
Yeah.
Like how many segments do you need? Do you just need like one?
I'm going to... It's
one like a caramel colored, like 6'2", like shemale kind of person, and then Amanda Bynes on one side and Shaq on the other? Or is it going to be like six, like a smooth transition?
I was thinking like a really smooth transition or no transition at all, and it just goes from Amanda Bynes to Shaquille O'Neal over like a period of 100 years because that's all evolution took.
Yeah.
See, that's the amount of time evolution took, right?
That's accurate.
100 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can fact check it if you want.
Corner our new fact checker.
Fact checker, evolution's still happening.
Evolution is still happening as we speak.
I could feel other arms just like growing out of my back and stuff. All right, my blender. This is definitely my favorite blender of all time because as people know.
Is it a Vitamix? That's a type of blender. High five me.
I'm pretty upset that you even have like.
Who knows that you high fived me?
That you have like a series of brands. Of blenders that you know. Like, well, it's definitely not the best blender. My blender, since everyone knows that this is the worst segment ever, my blender is one part the blender segment itself and one part the apocalypse, and it's where it just destroys itself and never happens again. So that's my way of saying I hate this and I never want to do it again, and season two is not going to include the blender and we're going to think of something better or else we're not coming back ever.
So your blender is pretty much just destroying the blender.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Well, all right. I agree with you totally.
All right. Great. Fuck the blender. I'm glad we're on the same point. See, I always thought you liked it.
I always felt bad making fun of it. Like, I really like the idea of the blender, but I never have anywhere to go with it. So I throw ridiculous things.
That's how you know it's a terrible idea to begin with.
We've kept it for...
For 10 episodes.
Ten and a half episodes.
Oh, yeah, we had a half.
You can't forget the 4.5 because you're...
We did have a half.
Damn, Mac.
I've been telling everybody we have a 10-episode season one, and we have a 10.5 episode season one. Now I have to call all those people back.
And all the people that you called.
And refrain.
That you made important phone calls to. So, yeah, screw that for next season. Jared, what's overrated or underrated and or slash? Slash in between... But not on the outside, because if it was on the outside of the words, it wouldn't make sense.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't really paying attention. But what I just found out is overrated is your microphone adapter, because it doesn't work. Yeah. But that's not what I had prepared for the segment. What's overrated, I would say most holidays, pretty much every holiday other than Christmas and maybe New Year's. And even those sometimes.
Like stuff like Teacher Appreciation Day or
that's
Memorial
more,
Day.
Yeah, Memorial Day. My birthday falls on Memorial Day a lot, so I like getting school off and work for my birthday.
So it's for your birthday that we're getting school off.
Yeah, I usually tell people that, and they don't believe me. But, like, every holiday is just an excuse to drink.
Yeah.
That's all anything
is. You say it's just drinking day. Hey, everyone, let's drink.
Yeah.
What do you want to
There's
drink?
There's 12 extra drinking days a year where you can drink.
Thank you, fact checker Anthony.
There's 4 days during the week that you could drink normally.
Well,
yeah, exactly.
Every day is tiny.
Holidays are excuses to drink a lot and eat too much, which everyone does every day already.
Depending on your age. What if you're an alcoholic? Then you exceed your drinking on those holidays?
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
They should be non-drinking and eating healthy days. That's a start, America. Take a look in the mirror, you fat piece of shit. What do you think is over and or underrated?
You stole my thunder. But what I was going to say...
You were going to say every holiday, too?
I was going to talk
That's
about
such
holidays.
A weird thing.
I was going to talk about holidays because I was...
Not from what you told me.
I forgot to talk about 420. And how, like, ridiculous.
I think we talked about it.
No, you talked about it. I remember I didn't get to talk about what's overrated or underrated.
I specifically remember not being able to get a word in during that entire conversation. Go ahead.
But what
I apologize.
I'm going to do now. No, see, I was going to talk about what fact checker Anthony, who replaced Dan, is saying. He's talking about weed or something. I don't know. I can't hear him. But...
He's very far away.
He's
over a mile away from us right now.
Let's just say he's in the other room talking with a walkie-talkie to me right now, and it's been turned down. Into a microphone that does not work. What I was going to... I think you said it, too. People who celebrate 420 are just people who, like...
Who already smoke all the time.
Smoke every day, so it's just a day of being okay with it morally. Yeah.
So yeah, I guess I didn't realize that because I don't remember any of the things I talk about on the show.
You callbacks, you never understand what's happening.
Way over my head.
So backwards hats are weird, right?
I don't know. Are they?
That was the.
Fact checker Anthony says, "Are backwards hats out?" And yes, the answer is yes.
I still wear them.
I would disapprove personally.
See, I would approve.
I don't know about society in general.
I would approve.
Okay, well, good.
But I still wear backwards hats all the time.
You're also in 10th grade. That's,
you're right. You're right.
I'm not.
Right. Okay, so sloths are overrated.
Yeah, they're getting... They are on fire right now.
They're being put...
In the social media world.
In everything I see, it is just a sloth saying something like... Hey, baby, what's the fourth letter of the alphabet? My D. I'm going to stick it in you. Ha, 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 ha.
I'm curious as to when sloths became directly associated with rape.
Sloths have never become directly associated with rape.
Well, they are now.
Some 14-year-old girl was like, you know what would be funny? If a sloth was raping me. No, it wouldn't, you 14-year-old girl.
Look at this picture of the sloth. Doesn't it look like he's about to say something terribly disgusting? Here's the page. Oh, hold on. I want to read one.
Okay. We have fact checker Anthony has pulled up some pictures for us to read.
Okay, creepy sloth looking into the camera saying, I like to play games and stuff, like rape. That one's more straight to the point than most.
Yeah, that one went...
That one, yeah. That there's one no went, pun or no like.
It's just saying that
innuendo or anything. Yeah.
Do you like rape? Because that's I'm like, gonna rape you.
Yeah. It's like saying I'm gonna have unconsensual sex with you right now. Ready, go.
It's like a race.
Sloth extremely overrated. And the funny thing is, people love sloths now. Look at this boob. This is a nice boob. As the sloth holds a boob. yeah, but. I've heard girls like tweet like, "Oh my god, sloths are so cute. I want a sloth. I love sloths." Sloths are disgusting. And
now
the only reason sloths are like in your face every day is because they're being associated with rape in every picture.
And
you
now
see.
You're saying you're
and
okay
you want
with
that.
Rape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like being sloths. A Chris Brown fan overall. That's what you're saying right now. Do you have anything that's underrated, or are we good there?
I was going to say candy corn's underrated, but...
Candy corn is...
Could. But, I mean, I could talk... But I forgot where I was going to go with it. I knew it was going to be something funny and ridiculous.
We like candy corn. You should like it. You should try it more. It's underrated.
Because everyone talks shit on it. I don't know why you would talk shit on candy corn.
Let's move on, Matt, to the segment you're by far the worst at. What's new? What's new in your life, Matt?
Not much. You?
Fuck you so much. Jesus Christ. We go through this every fucking episode. All you have to do is talk about something that happened in your life. I'm giving you the stage here every single episode, and you don't even care. You just squander your opportunity. You could be famous by now.
No rebuttal. I have no rebuttal.
I hate you.
What's new with you?
Shut the fuck up, Matt. Jesus Christ. Let's move on to the next segment. Favorites.
AJR.
Favorite things.
AJR. As okay. I call you. Like Andy said, what are your favorite things? Which we've said every episode. We've made some reference to that Andy song, I know. But here are my few of my favorite things.
Is that an Annie song?
Yeah. You know,
I knew it was a Broadway song. I didn't know
that
specifically.
Was that came from Annie.
All right, Annie.
So,
yeah, we always pretend like it's a new
thing.
A new way of introducing this subject.
So, fact checker Anthony is...
Anthony is high on marijuana and completely off topic, and he got sidetracked at the meme, the rape memes.
And now he's onto a whole new plethora of memes. Or not plethora.
Okay, let's see what has made him lose. Let's see what has made him interrupt our podcast. It's Philip Rivers making a terribly weird face saying, "Would you please just nut in my mouth already?" Because his mouth is open and he's laughing. It's probably funnier when you look at it than when I read it. Segment are we
let's
on?
Let's go back to
oh yeah, favorite things.
Podcast here.
Favorite things. We're out of control right now.
What do you want me to go or do you want to go? I'm gonna go.
I don't really care.
What is your favorite Halloween costume?
Morph suit.
That was quick. That was such a quick answer. There was no.
It's so cool. Like it's funny, but it's also like ridiculous a little bit, but not so much because it also kind of looks like a superhero that you just made up and weren't very creative. The only thing I don't like about it is Halloween parties happen at night, and you can't see very well. They advertise, oh, look, you can cover your face and still see great. Not that great, especially in the dark.
Not when it's 12 o'clock at night.
They also advertise that you can drink through them, because that was a big concern. Like, I don't want to keep taking my face off every time I have to drink or eat something. They advertise that you can drink through them. It's terribly inconvenient. It just ends up getting all over your mouth, and you get, like, half of the liquid that you poured in, and you can't eat anything. So, actually, it's not my favorite, but it is kind of... It's a cool concept been terribly executed. If they had some kind of mouth, some kind of way of...
If they had a wider mouth.
Eating.
Like, if they took the Budweiser approach and made a wider mouth, you know what I mean? Like, the new Budweiser wide mouth.
Yes.
They paid me a couple $100 to promote the new wide mouth.
Well, if there's one theme in this... podcast, it's selling out and doing anything for money. So you definitely stuck to that. Matt, what is your favorite stress ball? Stupidest fucking question.
Why would you ask that? It's a throw up between the gravity grip 1 pound.
It's a throw up. It's a vomit between two different stress balls. Is the expression
question?
Because we wouldn't say toss up because that's not what anyone considers it. But yeah.
I'm known for that. It's a toss up between the gravity grip 1 pound ball and just the average world stress ball. So it looks like you're holding the world in your hand and just squeezing it.
The reason I asked such a weird question is because I noticed that you have 43 stress balls placed in an organized fashion on your desk. So you said, what was the first one you said?
The gravity grip 1 pound ball.
Okay, yeah. You sound very technologically advanced. You sound very. 1 pound. So like 1 pound. That seems pretty heavy for a stress ball. Is that like?
It's like a.
Is that for more advanced users?
It's supposed to stress out your muscles. Like it's. There's muscle confusion.
It's not like an anti. That's what I thought. I thought it got the stress out, but it stresses you.
Yeah.
Okay. I had no idea. I'm glad we got to this topic.
There's muscle confusion.
Yes.
There's like muscle stress where it bombards it with tests and homework and studying.
That's what the ball does.
Until your muscles get some type of stress-related disease, i.e. alopecia.
Okay.
Which fact-checker Anthony has. Look at his face.
What is alopecia?
That's like where
we have a definition?
You lose hair.
In just certain spots?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I knew that. Yeah. Now that you say that, actually, I seriously didn't know that.
So that's for the... That's for the doctors who listen to this episode, who are going to be like, oh, they brought an alopecia joke out.
Mm.
Thank you, Fat Joker Anthony.
Anthony
says,
doesn't think that any of you are doctors. And since there are over 37,000 of you, I would imagine that one of you are a doctor. So please tweet us and let us know that Anthony is wrong. Thank you. Okay, now most of these next one, two,
do you
want to
do
three
segments.
Okay, let's go to the ones that aren't completely ridiculous, and then we'll go to the ones that you made up for this week. Go ahead.
Okay, so what I'm sick of is people who do nothing but complain about the weather.
Okay, I feel like we stick on the topic of complaining a lot.
Because that's all
And we're trying to send a message.
Yeah, because I've had enough of complainers and negative people. Which we've addressed before. I hate
many a time.
I'm done with negativity. It's nothing but bad. Like I was in a slump for like 2 months. Like I couldn't write, couldn't do anything. Mm-hmm. And I was like, let me take a positive approach. Talked about the Kyle Cease thing.
And you realized it was nothing more than the flat tire, and you fixed that, and now everything's better, and I'm happy for you.
Well, I'm sick of people who complain about the weather because like. If you live in Ohio, I guess you have a reason to, because like last weekend it was 30, almost snowing, and now like right now as of recording, it's sunny out. Who knows what it's going to be by the time you listen to this?
Mm-hmm.
But just it's weather. You don't need to be like, oh, it's 30 degrees out. My life sucks really bad. I'm just gonna kill myself because it's not 70.
So and then when it's directly related to weather.
And then when it's 70 degrees out, they're like, it's really hot out. Why can't it be 30 degrees again? I'm gonna kill myself because I'm so uncomfortable.
Yeah, we've also talked about this. People talk about weather. People complain a lot when weather is out of place. Like if it's like November and it's like 65 degrees and they're like, oh, I just want it to snow.
Yeah.
And
then when it snows, they're like, why can't it be 65 in November again?
Yeah. So people complain a lot about that. We've talked about before about people who complain about whatever season is happening currently.
Yeah.
And pretend like they like the seasons that are coming up, but they just complain about those when they happen currently.
Yeah.
I hate them.
So yeah, that was a big enough burden on me to bring it up again in our podcast that I mentioned the season finale.
Okay, is that all you got?
Dad, do you have anything that you're sick of? Are you sick of anything?
Okay, this is a true story. I was looking at this note for the first time, and I write my notes in the same font that you send me your notes, so I can't tell sometimes what I wrote and what you wrote. And this definitely seemed like something that you wrote, but I am sick of weather complaining so much about people. It's becoming a problem, and I think, you know, like when you go outside and you're like, it's a little warm for me, and then a hurricane just kills you immediately. And it's like, yeah, cool enough.
The way I heard you say that, I envisioned you being like weather complaining about people. So you step outside and you just come across like a bunch of rain. Just like, did you see Albert the other day? He is such a slob.
As it hits the ground, instead of like crackling, it's just complaints. It's like, stupid bitch.
Badass, queer, douchebag, frat face.
Yeah, I definitely thought that was your note. I wrote it in the same exact format that you wrote yours.
Like, when I send you notes, and, like, we don't write all our jokes verbatim.
There's a total of about 4 words on this whole page right now.
I thought, like, when I send things to you, you just copy-paste it. I didn't know you
I do copy and paste it, and then I write some other things.
I thought you meant, like, you did the, you did like the look at it and then switch to the other app, and then you're trying to copy it down from what you think of. Like you're trying to copy down a like a tale, like the Odyssey. I don't know where I was going.
You've
with
lost
that.
Me so I, long ago.
I know where I was going with that. God damn it.
Let's move on to some of your segments that, to be honest, you didn't really explain to me, and I just don't think they make any goddamn sense at all.
All right, so. Here's a new segment that we're going to try out. Did you ever lose something? You ever lose something? And, like, did you ever lose your car keys? And you're walking around the house going, if I were car keys, where would I be?
Mm-hmm.
You ever do that?
And then you realize it's irrelevant because they don't have a personality.
Yeah. So I thought, let's take that concept of where would I be and just completely destroy it and make it ridiculous.
Okay, that's a much better explanation than you have in the notes you sent me, which is just a series of random punctuation marks and no words or anything, but go ahead.
So, if I were a 5'8" tan Caucasian man with a rash forming under his forearm, where would I be?
That's the first place you're going to go with that.
Yeah.
All right. I would say 5'8", you said tan.
Tanned.
It was a 5'8" tan Caucasian with a rash on the forearm.
Forming under the forearm. So it's
starting
not there,
to form.
So it's like it just came about. Where would I be?
Hmm. I would say, is this the game that I'm,
this is the
I
game.
Have to
you
guess?
You have to answer this.
And is there a right answer? Or are we just going to think about it?
There's a right answer.
Okay.
There's
that
one
makes it tough.
There's one specific answer where this could only happen.
Okay. So you have a rash.
A rash under the forearm.
So you're probably going to want to wear some long sleeve attire to cover that rash.
Right.
But you're already tanned. Well, you're going to, if you're wearing long sleeves, you don't want to be anywhere hot.
Yeah.
You're already tan. So you don't really need to be outside. So you could probably just chill inside. Because you've already tanned. And you're Caucasian.
You have 10 more seconds to come up with the answer.
You're Caucasian, so you definitely wouldn't be.
You are at 5 seconds.
I'm going to say a 7-Eleven.
Ooh. Ooh. You got it.
That was it?
That was it.
This game's so fun.
Yeah, I know.
I love it. That's really cool.
All right.
I like that game.
I'm really surprised you got that.
Yeah.
I was expecting you to say something.
It was
like
a shot in the dark, I'll admit. I mean, I use logic, but
that was logic.
It was rough.
It was.
Well, that's what drugs will do to you.
Fact checker Anthony is talking about being how lost he is listening.
He's saying he's lost, but I mean, we can always guide him to wherever he needs to go. Yeah. Like, you're
I don't
not,
know how he's.
You're not in the
right
woods
here.
Right now.
We're in a room.
You're in a house that
you're
familiar
three
with.
3 feet to left to the right of me.
So you're not that lost.
Yeah, we found you.
Next segment.
So, do you want to talk like middle-aged women?
Yeah, this is another one that I just have no idea what the fuck you're talking
about. Menopause, right?
That's middle-aged women.
Yeah.
Okay, that's our segment. Okay, now I told you this before the show. When you sent this to me, the title is Middle-Aged Women Talk. What I read, even though I read the subcategory of menopause, what I read
you
into
just gave
that
away the secret of like, God damn you, just go, just talk.
Everyone knows you can't improv. What I read into that was middle-aged women, as in women of the Middle Ages, and I thought it was conversations that women of the Middle Ages would have. So my note was. So Deborah died of the plague on Tuesday, which is not what your middle-aged women would say, because they're just
So let's just do middle-aged women living in the Middle Ages.
Yeah,
that could have been better. That could have been the better route.
They would have talked about both menopause and friends dying of the plague.
Yeah, yeah. It was just the really bad listeners. One's like Deborah died of the plague, and the other one's like, so menopause.
Just in her own world. So this menopause is rough to go through. Deborah died of the plague. That's funny.
Stop it.
Let's go to Twitter. Let's tweet it up.
All right, you're gonna tweet.
Let's tweet a palooza.
Because we lost our only listener.
Oh yeah,
Calvin.
with our
37,000 listeners.
Okay, fact checker over here is apparently referencing the fact that I mentioned all 37,000 of you, and Anthony says there's one listener. And there's a small discrepancy there, but I don't think it's enough to make a huge deal about.
Yeah, not a huge Anthony. Deal.
All right, so I'm going to go to Matt Onesti's Twitter page.
Yeah, here's what we're going to do. Because no one sends us questions anymore, we're just going to look at each other's tweets and we're going to read them. No, these are real questions. You're not tweeting at us. Go back to fact-checking.
Check all the facts.
We're
check every
about,
fact.
You're just laying down. This is... You're supposed to be...
Better vantage point for the
I don't care if you're...
At Matt _ Nesty says, I heard butterflies suffer from high cholesterol. They should switch to, I can't believe it's not butterflies. Which you were very proud of.
I was very, very proud of.
I feel like I can't believe it's not butterflies would be some sort of fake butterflies and therefore would in no way help the cholesterol of said butterflies. I feel like butterflies with high cholesterol should still switch from regular butter to I can't believe it's not butter. And if somebody, say, wanted a room full of butterflies but was allergic to them, they should switch to I can't believe it's not butterflies. So I had a problem with that tweet, and I voiced my opinion.
You find flaws in all things that I say, which makes me sad.
let's see another one. I like rock and roll, especially when I'm on a hill with a boulder. That was pretty good. Okay.
That's,
you rolled the rock.
That's vintage Matt Onesti.
You could have also said, I like rock and roll, especially when I'm on a hill, and ended it there because you're in a wheelchair, and if you rock, the chair would roll.
Ooh. See, I don't think someone reading that would put those things together because everyone's like, what does that mean? I don't want to think deeper into things. And that's...
I've heard over 30,000 people say that, like, just to just in conversation, specifically those words. Do you have anything to say about Twitter?
I'm going to read one of your tweets that I liked.
Oh, please don't.
John Stanko, at John Stanko 15 tweets, if absence makes the heart grow fonder, I'm about to be popular as... And then it ends.
See, I like to read it as popular as F. I think that's funny.
Popular as F.
I probably should have put EFF. That would have been better.
As, yeah, because you just see that as F dot, 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 dot. Three dots. I mean, I like... I'm about to... What are you going to be popular as? Like, I don't...
I'm leaving it to the imagination.
Were you going to finish the word? Like, what? Were you going to say I'm popular as Frank? Who's Frank? I don't know anyone named Frank that you can be more popular as.
See, I'm a fan of cliffhangers, and I like to let the audience use their imagination to finish my tweets.
But cliffhangers
Hashtag laziness.
And that's where we end the Twitter segment.
And my phone's frozen, so I hope you don't expect me to go back to the notes and read anything that I may have had written.
So, do you remember when we were looking at the notes and I brought up the one joke that you had to look at via notes to make it? Never mind. It was...
Another horrible attempt at improv.
God damn it. I need to... You want to go to questions from my email?
Yes, because you always have such interesting questions from your email, and I don't know how or where you market that people should... ask you questions via email.
Okay.
They're often personal questions, much too personal for email.
Oh, I know. Well, these are some pretty deep questions that we're going to try and divulge. Thank you, Fact Checker Anthony.
Good attempt at vocabulary, but you failed. Continue.
Well, we're going to jump into some deep questions. Our first question we get is from Kiefer Sutherland. The star of 24.
Again, no idea
Jack Bauer.
No idea how he has your email address.
So Jack Bauer asked me the question because I know him personally and he loves when I call him that. He says, hey guys, still a huge fan of the podcast. Sad to see you have a season ender. But I want to know, what do you guys think about the afterlife? What do you think happens? ? And then he signs it, 24 is Jack Bauer.
Good question, Jack. Or Mr. Sutherland, because I'm not as personal.
You don't know him as well. Yeah. Don't you dare call him Jack.
Okay. Do you want to lead?
Well, Jack, that's a deep question to talk about.
Deep.
I don't know what to think about the afterlife.
Often, I think stems from religious views.
And I personally don't have any real I'm not religious.
Motivation but from Anthony.
Fact checker Anthony.
Fact checker is motivating you as you speak.
Fact checker Anthony is ruining our topics as we're talking about them.
So go ahead. On afterlife. Go ahead.
Yeah, me and Anthony, we were talking about our views. I'm going to be honest. I really, if you say you know where you're going after you die, you're lying to yourself. You're just, because you have no idea.
Very similar to my view on religion.
Yeah.
If you think you know for sure,
you're
probably
so
not
wrong.
Right. Yeah.
And I personally don't know what happens. Like, I believe in, obviously you do find out when you die, but I see.
Do you believe just blank, black, nothing else?
That would be the scariest thing if it was just black and nothing else. But I guess you wouldn't know. You would have no idea.
Just the end of consciousness, yeah.
But one thing that makes sense to me, because I don't see heaven being a thing nor hell, because because I don't like people say, well, believe in God because he really loves you. But do you not agree with him? No, I don't agree with him. Well, you're going to burn in hell forever, bitch.
Yeah.
That's what God says to people. He calls them bitches.
This is a weird concept.
I just think, like, if you
kind of contradictory.
Like, hell would be so, I've heard comedians say this, hell would be so overpopulated because no one, like, truly
depends on. Well, that's if conservative, diehard Christians and Catholics are correct on the prerequisites to get into heaven, and everyone else goes to hell.
Yeah.
Like, everyone who doesn't believe in Jesus goes to hell. Everyone but who does anything wrong in their life goes to hell.
The stipulations to getting into heaven are so, so vague. And, whenever you ask someone, hey, I really want to masturbate. Well, don't do that because you're going to go to hell. Okay, I want to go outside and hump this tree because I can't masturbate. But I can't have sex before I'm married. But that's a tree. Can I release it into there? No, because that's weird. You're going to hell. Can I just be weird? No, because you're going to hell. That's every conversation I've ever had.
Got real deep
with
there.
My pastor.
Well, have you ever heard? Have you ever heard anyone discuss afterlife, near death experiences, stuff like that? I've heard on TV.
I don't know what to make of those.
And
because
I heard a lot of different stories, and they all seem to have very common themes and common features. So I feel like it's not. I feel like it can be explained, but I feel like it's not unreasonable.
Because your mind does things to you, subconscious. Like you have subconscious views, or
absolutely.
Like I did, that positive thing that I took. That was I wasn't literally saying to myself the whole time, I'm gonna be positive. It was just me thinking it really hard, really truthfully, and then it just took over. I'm thinking that could be the same thing with religion and how you view the afterlife, because if you have a near-death experience, maybe your mind will go back and say, hey, we're about to go. Would you want to see something cool? And it shows you.
Kind of like a dream.
You know what I mean? Yeah kind of like a dream.
I've thought of that. People say, one of the things I've heard is people say a lot, the white light thing, the seeing family members thing, and just kind of a hard to explain feeling of just being surrounded by comfort and love.
Yeah.
Seems like an interesting concept. And if it was a dream in the way that dreams work, it'd be weird that everyone experiences a very similar thing. Or every
but
story
that
I've heard.
Could just be because what people see on TV and movies
they portray, yeah.
Is that.
But there's also a lot of people that have said that.
Because that white light thing is very common. That's a very common
the white light, yes.
Of death.
But there's people who have been strictly atheists, strictly against afterlife and stuff like that, who will go into, say, a coma or even die for a few minutes and say that they had this crazy experience.
Yeah.
So whether that is the dying flames of brain activity as you die, so maybe. And
we
it could
know,
be,
you know how they say when you die, your brain is still active for 7 minutes. When your heartbeat stops, blood stops flowing, your brain after death, I put that in finger quotations,
mm-hmm.
will go into.
Because of zombies.
Yeah. Will be active for 7 minutes.
So it could be.
And like this.
And it could be a misperception with time if you're talking about a dream type state.
Because if you've ever watched Inception,
it
when
seems
you're in a dream,
like
it's forever.
Or it seems you might not even have the perception of time.
Yeah.
So for that 7 minutes, it might just be this crazy experience, and then it'll slowly fade away. Yeah. Who knows?
And then you come back to life, and you're like, that was strange. What?
Fact checker Anthony is getting deep in his own mind, and he's too scared to unleash it on us.
I mean,
he thinks
we can.
He thinks he's just going
to talk into you. Do you want me to give you my mic? Here, you talk to. I'm gonna hand over the mic real quick. Here's fact checker Anthony.
Hey everybody, I'm fact checker Anthony.
He's the one who's
too close to your mouth. Make sure you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Brother to Matt over here.
You're really bad.
I'm not bad in front of a mic. I'm fine. I'm just talking.
Just go deep. Just get deep.
Okay. I was. Well,
every girl's
when you
ever
die.
Said to me.
Nobody can hear you, Matt.
Yeah.
Nobody can hear you. When I was. Yeah, when you guys were talking about dreams and stuff. What if. I'm not going to go long, but what if it's. What if everything is just. Once you die. And then. It's just a dream, like a reincarnation type thing. You start a dream, you know what I mean, and then that segues into that segues into like another life, like mm-hmm. you're born again, like actually.
That's
like,
another thing like, we didn't talk
you
about.
Never lose that consciousness, but that consciousness like fades
is
away,
fading
into
another thing. Yeah.
Life.
That's interesting.
You know, what if that happened?
There was, I don't know if it was like an internet meme or a tweet or something, but it was one of those like mind blown kind of things where it said, "What if the light you see at the end of the tunnel when you die?" Is
the opening
yeah,
of the vagina
as you're being born,
but then how come
which
you don't
is pretty
crazy. How come you don't remember the light? Or is that when you, okay. You, know, well, you know what I mean?
Let me get the mic back. I got something.
I took the mic back. This is now Matt again.
There's no need for that.
Well, I'm going to do. Don't wave me off.
Oh. Don't do that. Just flow it.
I'm not flowing. It's like I'm taking the phone and
I'm going to shut this off, okay? We're done with this. You guys have gotten completely out of control. Go ahead, man.
Well, what you guys were talking about with when you see the vagina, you know, and that's you seeing the birth canal, but then you don't remember it. I was thinking if reincarnation's weird. It's a weird thing to think about because like past lives and future lives or like past lives because that makes more sense because you don't know what you're going to be in the future. I was thinking, because when I think about this stuff, like my brain hurts afterwards because it's so like far fetched and hard. Because
I have internal bleeding.
Because I was thinking, if like when you have past lives, in that past life, or even now, I was thinking, this is really because I'm really trying to like collect my thoughts. When I think about living in the past, I'm thinking now like. What if a past me was thinking the same thing as I do now about like, oh, what if me in the future is something else? Let me leave like a note for myself somewhere. So if the next reincarnation of me starts thinking in the same way, maybe they can go back to that and be like, holy shit, this would like, you know what? Do you kind of get mm-hmm. where I'm coming from? Like, yeah. I know this is hard to think about. Like, this is real hard for me to talk about. Like it's so complex for me to like. To vocalize.
Yeah, reincarnation. It's a,
cause like
it's a weird thing.
Because it's thinking like I'm able to think now, and no matter how hard I think, I can't remember anything else from before when I was like 5, when my first memory kicked into place.
Anthony, did you want to make a point real quick?
Yeah, I was going to say then if you're thinking in that way, then what makes you think that your past self, because if you believe in it, if you believe in the reincarnation thing, then we, since the beginning of time, when the beginning of souls or whatever, I don't even know when that would start, has been reincarnating. So if that's been the same process, does that thought process evolve? And at some point you just figure out, oh, holy shit, I'm gonna write this note, you know, but like,
how, see, that's
but
honestly-
we don't, there's no way for us to get back to, say, who we were in like 1850. In like 1850, we could have been like a, I mean, if you believe in it, you could have been like a freaking, you could have been like a dog or something, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, depending on how it works.
What I think I'm going to do is I really was thinking about, I want to write like, now, I want to write a note and say if reincarnation somehow like, I just want to put it somewhere, you know what I mean? Because thinking, because I just think that'd be cool. If you could somehow manage to get your brain or your soul and
that seems like some deep like meditation kind of weird
that
stuff.
That seems very meditation.
But
it seems like it'd be very hard to do, but
yeah, and you don't know and you don't know the rules of reincarnation. Do you always come back as another person, like you said? And he said, has it been since the beginning of time? There's one faith, I believe it might be Hindu, that's believed that you get reincarnated 7 times. You have 7 chances. If you live your life correctly, if you do a good job, you're a good person, or whatever you are, if you're good at it, you take a step up the next life. If you're bad, you take a step down. So you might go down to, like, an insect or something.
Yeah.
You might go up to, like, a human, down to, like, a dog, stuff like that. You know, other weird things.
That's weird, because
when you're
thinking
talking
about if you're thinking, like, the 7 steps... You're already a human, so where are you gonna? Do you just step?
Maybe a rich human.
Would you step backwards, or when you're in your next life, do you go into the, just for lack of a better word, heaven? You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's impossible
to
know.
Like, here, let me just keep being a good person, or like when you come back, you're like a retarded cow. That'd be pretty bad. That'd be a pretty bad backstep.
Another interesting thing, Bo Burnham actually said on a podcast, it's possible that we were designed to kind of create this illusion of like religion and higher power and afterlife, kind of to distract ourselves or motivate ourselves
to be
as a species to continue. Like, that's the motivation people have. Like, people want to be a good person and people want to continue on and not, you know, kill themselves because they think they're going to get into heaven and they're following some kind of religion. Maybe that's what's motivating us to continue on until we can evolve further and serve some kind of higher purpose within the universe. It's all very deep stuff.
I always think of Or wait,
what if it's like a, if you go down to like a primal type of thing, like an evolutionary thing? What if it's just another means of survival because our brains are so evolved now? Our brains are so evolved that now, instead of instinctually, like, I need to survive and go find food, instinctually, now it's our brains are so evolved and we can think creating an afterlife and creating that is another way of survival. So there's so there's a reason for us to survive.
Yeah.
There's a reason for us to go find really food. And go, that's another evolutionary thing. Maybe it's all just an illusion.
Because now we're evolving mentally because
that's a lot like what kind of the whole thing behind it was. Maybe that's why we kind of mentally created that
religion. Because I always saw religion as like the first rule book. Any type of religion is the first rule book. Like, you're like, look at the Ten Commandments. All the things that we now look at so just elementary. Like, don't kill, don't steal, don't burn, don't do bad things. Like, all like the typical. I always looked at that as the first rule book. So it's like, because there was no order. There was no order in the world. If you look at some laws that we have in place today, those all stem from like religious laws that they told people so they would follow in line, so they wouldn't go out and rape everything they came across.
There's a book by some sociologist. I don't remember his name. I don't know the title of the book, but it's a like, we think of the world as being kind of a violent place. There's wars and all kind of crazy stuff and murder and rape and stuff like that. But he talks about how, like, the Civil War or something, or World War II, where we think that was, you know, 40, 50 years ago. We think, you know, so many people died, but like a tenth, I'm just making these numbers up, but like a tenth of the people died in like ancient, like Chinese wars. And the world is actually a lot less brutal and it's actually evolving. Kind of, it's hard to see when you see stuff on the news, but.
I know what you mean, because more people.
The world
died
was a much more
past.
Brutal place. Yeah. And a much more, you know,
now,
violent,
like,
place before.
Because if you look at the numbers, I know exactly what you're talking about. Like those, it was like the whole reason the Great Wall of China was made, because Mongolians were just trying to murder all of China at once.
Yeah, an execution.
Yeah.
People go to, like, check it out, like, for Saturday activity.
Yeah, that
like,
was
watch
the
somebody
Romans,
get their head
the
cut
Romans
off.
Were like, hey, let's put a line in there.
Yeah, it'll
with,
be fun.
Like, three guys.
If we're gonna kill this guy, let's, you know, make it, let's have some fun with it.
Yeah. And now it's like, when you look back at it, I guess you can say, like, yeah, I guess it's not as bad.
Right.
I mean, it's still bad, like, lives are still important, but.
And maybe that's,
hey, it's okay.
Maybe that's part of evolution. People, like, a lot of,
like, we're getting less and less.
A lot of, like, fundamental, like, Christians and Catholics say, well, evolution is BS because, like, why aren't we evolving? Well, maybe we are, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. People who believe in that are like,
yeah, creationism is a pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
That just that everything just appeared instantly.
Everything just happened.
Yeah.
Because then, like,
that theory kind of falls apart on itself.
Cuz then you can be like, well, where did black, cuz like evolution can, if you look at it, it can explain why we have different races. Evolution, if you look at it, you can explain why we have black people, why we have Mexican people.
Yeah.
I mean, not like they weren't called that, but why we had different colors, because it started in Africa.
Yeah.
Darker pigmentation. And then as you moved
hotter,
west to Europe, there wasn't as much sun, and we started losing that. That all makes sense. With religion, with their creationism, it's just like, bam, there's Adam. Bam, there's Eve.
That's
incest is awesome.
That's the frustration I had a lot when I was, you know, and I still considered myself Catholic, like, as I was being raised, and I'd hear debates between, like, say, a Catholic person and an atheist. Catholic person never had a great argument because I felt like they were too... I feel like strong atheists and strong Christians and strong Jewish, like, people that are real firm in their beliefs are way too closed-minded.
Yeah,
as,
yes, they are.
Like, I mean, theoretically, it's possible... If we're going to say that it's possible that there's a God and there's a heaven and a hell, it's also possible that there's just a universe and it's just here and none of that's real, isn't it possible that somewhere in the middle where there is some kind of higher force that's kind of maybe doesn't dictate every person who dies? I don't like that when people say, like, why God did this person die? I feel like if there was a God, he wouldn't have that specific of a role in every single thing.
Carlin hits on this a lot. He hit on
He's
it.
He's deep, yeah.
But one thing I don't like about hardcore atheists is when they talk about, oh yeah, the Big Bang Theory, that happened and that's why everything's going on now. But they never look back before. Where did that little atom come from?
Problem I have with the Big Bang Theory.
They never, like, I personally, that's the Big Bang, like, it explains perfectly expanding.
Well, what
that.
They did, how the Big Bang Theory works is basically right now you can use telescopes and see that the universe is expanding currently.
Yeah.
Everything's getting farther away from part and it's moving faster as it gets farther away. So what they do is they could see how fast it's moving now. So we can reverse that and see where it was 10 years ago and 20 years ago. And they just basically took that formula and brought it all the way back as far as they can, and to the point where obviously it's getting bigger now. Obviously, you would go back to a point where it's nothing, like,
so
infinitesimally small.
My
problem with that is, how do you know that that's where it started? How do you know, like, somehow it didn't start with something that wasn't, you know, a single small one millionth of an atom? Because you're just, all you're doing is, that's like saying, because here's the analogy I came up with. That's like saying, okay, a car's driving 65 miles an hour on the highway going east. We could find out where that car came from by going backwards 65 miles an hour, and we could see where it was at different points in history. Well, how do you know you didn't overpass the exit that it got on? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It got on a certain exit. How do you know you just weren't tracking that movement back
really far
and
back.
Where it started in Ohio, and you think it started in New York because you just
got off on the exit.
Yeah, you're just using an algorithm that shows you where it was before, and you don't really know where it started.
I know what you mean. But I mean, no matter what, it's always like you'd always get to that question, who put that there?
Yeah.
And I mean, like, that's the most basic way of putting it, is who put that there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know. No one's, you're never going to know.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be, if you think you know, I've had a conversation with a person who's very prominent in the Catholic Church, who firm, very firm believer, very, and I talked to him and I told him, see, I don't like saying, I wrote a joke about why I don't call myself an atheist, because I like being polite to people when they sneeze, like saying God bless you, but I told him, like, I guess you can say I'm an atheist because I don't want to explain this whole thing, like, that I don't believe, that I just kind of believe that I don't know what's happening.
Well, there's a term for that, and it's separate from atheism is the belief that there is no higher power, there is no God.
See, I'm nothing. I'm not
what,
an atheist.
What
I'm
that's
not,
called is agnostic, and that's what I consider myself, and that is the belief that nobody knows for sure, and it may be impossible for us to find out.
See, I don't like labeling myself, though. I don't like labeling myself as agnostic, atheist, Catholic, Hinduism, Christian. I'm just Matt. I'm living on Earth.
Here's,
I'm being a good person.
Basically, that's kind of what, it's a label, but that's kind of what
that's
the agnostic
what it
is. View
like,
is.
I know, I know. But when people
saying,
hear agnostic,
I don't
like,
know, and you don't know, and if you think you know, then you probably don't have much logic to back that up, or evidence to back that up.
I know, what
and that's
mean.
What I would consider myself. If somebody said, "What is your religion?"
I mean, I guess
because if you say nothing, if somebody says, "What religion are you?" and you say nothing, that is viewed as atheist.
What I say is, I don't know. I'm the religion of I don't have any idea.
Which is agnostic. Kind of the definition
yeah,
of agnostic.
Yeah. So I mean, I guess that's easier to say, but like I said, I hate labels. That's why I always tear them off of my water bottles because they piss me off.
Yeah.
So that was a little joke.
Screw branding.
That was a sellout.
We went on for a while. We went on for a good 15 minutes.
How much time
minutes.
We at right now?
We're at 55. Okay. We're about ready.
Do you want to wrap it up? Because I did have some more things to say about religion and about that.
You want to go for it.
Because we did have like religion. Pope John Paul actually asked us our religious views were. But
we're
asking him right now. And I thought that was going to be a setup.
My religious view is agnostic.
Yeah,
that's what I consider myself.
What was I saying? I was saying something about the conversation I had.
Very open minded agnostic.
There is
the school of thought that is it's like everything everyone says is wrong. So it's impossible for us to ever know. I mean, I'm open minded to anything if you have some kind of reasoning for.
If it's okay, here's where I was going to go with that story about the person who's in the Catholic Church who's a. What would you call him?
Minister?
Minister, kind of. A deacon. He's a deacon.
Oh, yeah, Catholic Church.
I'm not
going to
say who it is.
Be a minister,
I'm not going to say. But he was talking to me, and I told him that I don't really believe in. I don't believe in religion, but I'm not like a fool. I mean, I'm agnostic. I didn't say it at the time, but he was telling me, he's like, well. The Bible, if you read the Bible, it tells you everything. It tells you, I'm like, well, you don't know who wrote the Bible. You have absolutely no idea. He says, well, the people who witnessed it. You know, the people who witnessed the Bible. I'm like,
I don't know.
Matthew and John, they didn't write it. I know that's both of us, both of our names, but those are I didn't write the Bible. You didn't write the Bible. But to me, the Bible is just a passed down story, no more than Homer's Odyssey.
There's an interesting. You know what I mean? Don't know if you've seen it. There's an interesting documentary on. You would love it, Anthony. There's an interesting documentary on Netflix. I forget what it's called. I'll look up the name and give it to you. But it's about the. It's about a lot of things and government conspiracy and stuff like that.
I remember you telling me about that.
What the first whole segment is about is religion, and they make some pretty interesting points about this concept of either some kind of higher power, some kind of Christ or something like that that was born on December 25th and
there's a lot
rose
of
on April or the second week of April or something like that. Stop. And it basically was born, performed miracles,
died
and then rose from
again.
The dead.
That's
and
a lot of different religions.
And it's, and Christianity is actually the most recent one.
Yeah.
And it's actually, they traced it back, and what it stems from is ancient people making up stories about the sun and solar system and stuff and constellations. What it is the sun hits its lowest point, or the sun starts to rise, the winter solstice, where it starts to rise, is December 25th, rising. Ooh. Then the day that Christ died,
it reaches its lowest
point. Its lowest point.
And then starts to come back up
again. And then there's a point, and what the thing was that it dies, and then 3 days later it rises. It's actually at the bottom. You can't actually measure any rise in the sun when it hits its lowest point for 3 days and starts to rise again. And there's a lot more detail
to it.
So,
I can understand, some people couldn't understand that, so maybe religion is just, an analogy to try and help people understand what that is, you know what I mean? You think it'd be one big analogy?
It's interesting, because one of the things I used to think is that, maybe everything in the Bible is not true, but there's no way somebody could have just made up everything. Like, atheists, it's just a made-up story. Like, there's no way somebody could have just made up everything. But when you hear stuff like that, it's interesting that maybe it is just a story that people created about the stars
just
and the sun.
Just
and they just
kind
of personified
it,
and different religions did that, and it's just taking parts of those stories. So it could actually be
like,
completely made
before,
up.
Before, like, you know, with Greek mythology and how they believed Zeus and the people who live in the clouds. What, like, religious, like, really religious people will look back at then and say, oh, they're just heathens. They're a bunch of heathens who didn't believe in what we believe in, so they died and all went to hell because they didn't know about God. Well, they didn't know about God. How were they, or they didn't know about a Jesus or a something that you believe in, know what I mean? They didn't, the Aztecs, the ancient Aztecs praised the sun, and they praised the dirt that grew their food. And when they came in, when they got slaughtered in the name of Jesus, according to whoever it was, some religious fanatic, says, oh, well, they all went to hell because they didn't believe in what we believe in. That's not fair to them because they didn't know about it. They had no idea until, what was the guy's name who came and just pillaged the ancient Aztecs? You know what I'm talking about? What's that guy?
Columbus? No.
It wasn't Columbus. Columbus?
Columbus did it?
Fact check him.
Okay. Ancient Aztecs. Hold on. I was going
to
say before you
don't
went
have
on
to
that.
Fact, you don't have to fact check
I'm not
going to
fact check
it,
but I was going to say too, when you're talking about the Bible, and you're talking like we've been reading Cloud Atlas.
Yeah.
I got mad on it. I got you reading Cloud Atlas.
Great
and watching
book
the
so
movie.
Far.
Watched the movie like 5 times. Now I finally understand what's going on. Recommend it for sure. It's just the whole point of the
Daniel
book.
Mitchell.
The whole point of the book is just how pieces of like what is the Bible? What's the Quran? What's the Torah? What's all that stuff? It's a piece of history or a book or a story written by people, and through history, how much that can be altered.
Yeah,
how, that's all history. That's all religion is.
It's altered.
It's a glorified form of sitting around a campfire and telling stories and passing those stories on, and that's all we have to lay our beliefs on. And that's it. And that's all it's ever been. And when you look at it in as simple as that can get, it's kind of mind-boggling because how much it could have changed, how much was real, how much was fake. And, you know, it's almost like some kids – I saw how some kids didn't even know I was going on, like, that stupid Facebook stuff where they're like, oh, like, look how old you are, like, 43 reasons why you feel old or whatever. And some kids, like, that are, like, 8 years old didn't know Titanic was an actual event. They just went on the movie, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to – that movie's going to be eternal, and everybody's going to think that that's what actually
there
happened.
Was Jack and Rose.
That there
yeah.
was a Jack – but it wasn't. That could very well be something that the Bible is. It's just – it's mind-blowing to even think about.
Yeah. I mean, we just got really deep on this conversation.
Deeper than normal.
This is a very deep episode.
Which is what she
good,
said
good way
as
to
well.
End. I don't think anyone heard me when I said go deep. And I said
that's what she said. Yeah. Yeah, you didn't have the mic at that point.
I did not have the mic. I was really upset I didn't have the mic. That's the only time I've ever been funny via improv. the rest of our questions aren't really. There's one question. We have one other question that was emailed me about gun control by a pissed off redneck. And Ted Bundy sent me an email about women, so...
I feel like he's sent you multiple emails.
I don't like when Ted Bundy talks
Or maybe you
about
just bring
women.
It up every time, but... Yeah, we usually don't address him very
so,
much.
So, I mean, we're good with the questions. We pretty much just... We talked enough about our questions to keep you filled to the brim over our break. Real quick, before we start to head out and hit the exit button, where are you going to be?
I am going to be in Chicago for 2.5 months, and I am not going to be at a comedy club, and I'm not going to be anywhere around Youngstown, but I will be doing comedy for Youngstown by screaming really loud.
All right. I'm going to be in two places. I'm going to be in a tanning salon, and I'm going to be in a salon for tanning beds.
Like a hair salon for tanning beds.
loudly and softly. Telling jokes.
Maybe to complete the tour, you can go to a saloon of tanning beds where they just get wasted after their long day of saloning.
So that's where we're going to be. When we come back in the next season, we're going to be in a better segments. We're going to have
prompts.
more We're gonna have more guests, and it's we're gonna have more.
We're gonna figure out the technology needed
for
to have multiple
microphone.
People. Because this, I feel like this went well.
Yeah, we're gonna have. We might have fact checker Anthony. Fact checker Anthony might not be here. We might have.
Yeah, we got to figure out a lot of technology issues.
There's a lot of technology coming down. We might bring Dan back. We might have Dan's.
Fuck Dan. Dan's a pussy.
Anthony has a problem with Dan. Dan has a problem with Anthony.
Fuck my girlfriend.
So.
Bon voyage.
Bon voyage.
We're actually going to give you a little treat. It's a montage of the first season. And it's going to be played to a gangster rap song, but it's going to be a video and you're not going to be able to see it. But you'll be able to hear the audio of it.
Right.
Which is just going to be the song.
Thank you for listening to season one of People Sounds of Matt and John. I'm Matt Wills Onesti.
And I feel like I shouldn't have to continue to introduce myself. Bye.
Hey, yo, man, you remember that shit Easy did a while back? Motherfucker said it wasn't going to work.
Man, that old crazy shit.
Yeah, the stupid shit, man. Hey, yo, Easy. Hey, man, we should come off the piano for a minute, man, and bust this crazy shit.
Woke up quick at about noon. Just thought that I had to be in Compton soon. I gotta get drunk before the day begins. Before my mother starts bitching about my friends. About to go and damn near went blind. Young niggas at the pad throwing up gang signs. Ran in the house and grabbed my clip. With the Mac-10 on the side of my hip. Bailed outside and pointed my weapon. Just as I thought the fools kept stepping. Jumped in the foe, hit the juice on my ride. I got front and back and side to side. Then I let the Alpine play. Bumping new shit by NWA. It was gangster at the top of the list. Then I played my old shit, it went something like this. Cruising down the street in my 6'4". Jocking the bitches, slapping the hoes. Went to the park to get the scoop. Knuckleheads out there, cold shooting some hoops. A car pulls up, who can it be? A fresh El Camino rolling Kilo G. He rolled down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that GTA. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit.
Yo, man. Get the fuck out!
Donald B's in the place to give me the pace. He say my man JD is on free base. The boy JD was a friend of mine till I caught him in my car trying to steal an Alpine. Chase him up the street to call a truce. The silly motherfucker pulls out a deuce. Little did he know I had a loaded 12 gauge. One sucker dead, LA Times front page. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. And I wanna get ill. So I went to a spot where my homeboys chill. The fellas out there making that dollar. I pulled up in my 6'4 Impala. They greet me with a 40 and I start drinking. And from the 8-ball my breath starts stinking. Left to get my girl to rock that body. Before I left I hit the Bacardi. Went to a house to get her out of the pad. Dumb hoe said something that made me mad. She said something that couldn't believe, so I grabbed a stupid bitch by a nappy ass weed. Started talking shit, wouldn't you know? Reached back like a pimp, slapped the hoe. My father jumped up and he started to shout, so I threw a right cross and knocked his old ass out. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. Do you think you are?
around a telephone pole. I looked at my car and I said, oh brother, I throw it in the gutter and go buy another. Walking home and I see the G ride. Now Cat is driving, Kilo on the side. As they busted a U, they got pulled over, an undercover cop in a dark green Nova. Cat got beat for resisting arrest. He socked a pig in the head for ripping his guest. Now G is caught for doing the crime. Fourth offense on the boy, he'll do some time. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your cart. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. I went to get them out, but there was no bail. The fellas called the ride in the county jail. 2 days later in municipal court, Kilo G on trial, cold cut a fort. Destruction of the court, said the judge. On a 6-year sentence, my man didn't budge. Bailiff came over to turn him in. Kilo G looked up and gave a grin. He yelled out fire. Then came Susie. The bitch came in with a submachine Uzi. Police shot the bitch but didn't hurt her. Both upstate for attempted murder. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. Yeah, I kicked a little ass, but that was a blast from the grass, motherfucker. Busy, yo, 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 yo.